Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and today I'm going to be talking about how to calm down when you're angry. And this is coming from a girl that knows anger, that carried anger, that anger was her like best friend that kept her safe. It was how she responded to a lot of things. It was whenever I get triggered in some way, anger usually comes out because I want to control, because I at the same time feel unsafe. And anger, oftentimes, my friend, is a defense mechanism. I'm also somebody that grew up in an angry household. Lots of yelling, lots of screaming, biting, throwing things. So when I say I'm familiar with anger, I'm very familiar with anger. Now, this episode really is for you because I want to also help you. So if you're angry now, if you're feeling angry, even at God, we're not going to talk too much about that, but anger is anger, right? And we're going to talk about the ways we deal with it, how we respond, but we're also going to talk about ways to calm down. So again, this episode is really for you. If you're feeling all kinds of emotions and feelings today and you need to calm down. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. Anger is really an emotion and it hits us hard, doesn't it? It has some of the most intense reactions and can be felt deeply in our body. It doesn't matter if you're somebody who feels their feelings, shoves down their feelings, or even has difficulty communicating them, anger will be an emotion that is often felt. Anger can be one of your defense mechanisms or one of your greatest strengths in terms of righteous anger, right? So it's not bad or good. It's how we use that emotion or how that emotion expresses itself. In the biblical study that I wrote in anger, which the Patreon member community gets this month as a part of their membership, and you can purchase it as well, is you're going to see the practical and the biblical and clinical explanations of anger, as I've mentioned. But I really want you to see how anger affects our body, because it's not just a feeling. It's not something you just feel for the day. And I really pray that throughout the study, when you're reading it and you get it, that you will just have a better understanding of what God says about anger and how to really manage it when it arises. So this is kind of a sneak peek. This episode is really a sneak peek of that. And anger is unavoidable because we are humans living in a fallen world. That's not an excuse for anger, but it's a fact. Okay, that anger is one of the most basic emotions that we as humans feel and experience. So one, I really want to normalize the conversation around anger. I am not here to tell you that you're never going to not have anger. I'm not here to say that you are crazy sinning for having anger. Now, the way we express it can cause us to sin. I'm not denying that. And I don't think that you really are either. But I really want to help you befriend the feeling of anger instead of running from it. I always say this, that feelings are not a sin, but feelings can lead us to sin. So feeling anger in itself is not a sin. What we do with our anger can lead us to sin. Because I am somebody who carried around anger most of my life because it was a defense mechanism for not feeling safe as a child for many, many years, even into my 20s. But I want to tell you a story really quick about a coaching client of mine. I had met with her recently, and we were talking about some things and going on in her life. And one of the common emotions that was coming up was anger. And I was walking her through this and I was pressing her through and just asking her questions, where the anger was coming from. But most importantly, I had asked her, you know, what do you think your anger is communicating? And I just started walking her through that process again of, okay, well, what do you think that your anger needs? And we talked again through things in her marriage and different things. And so this coaching client of mine began to realize that her anger was an expression of the pain that she was feeling. So when we were able to address the anger and then why the anger was so prevalent, then we could get to the root of what she actually needed. And then we actually came to a conclusion of what she needed. And for the first time, I said, have you ever thought of this way? And she said, no. We were able to come up with a way to take care of her anger, befriend her anger, because her anger was communicating something with her, right? So this coaching client, after we left our session together, and she realized, and we had a plan where this is a conversation that needed to be had because this is what your anger was communicating with you regarding the pain that you were feeling. And your pain was trying to speak and be heard because things that were feeling unsafe, things were feeling as though there was more betrayal, right? So we have to get to that root of the anger of what it was expressing itself. Now, it's funny because this coaching client emailed me a few days later and I had checked in with her, sharing how her anger took control again. And in that moment, I could not calm her down because she needed to fully go through the emotion of anger. So when we had talked a few days later, her prefrontal cortex was able to kick in with reasoning and she was able to express some things that she needed to work on. But I knew that she was going to come out of that anxious feeling because it was her defense mechanism. Therefore, it was really important for me to teach her how to manage the anger when it came, but also to let her ride that wave of it so that she could come back down and then we could address it again. And I say that because our bodies express and experience anger. So they go through this process. It's our adrenaline increases. Our bodies release sugar. Our heart beats faster. The blood pressure increases. Our pupils enlarge. We will clench our fists. We'll tighten our jaw. And our ability of alertness increases. And most of the time, if we're perceiving a threat or feeling unsafe, even if we're not physically in an unsafe situation, but this response triggers us to, and your body is perceiving as a threat, your prefrontal cortex is going to shut down. So any kind of reasoning, any kind of kind words or anything is probably not going to come out. And the three ways that we normally respond to anger is we repress them. So we deny them. We suppress them. So that means we are aware of our anger, but we do not express it. Or we express our anger, meaning we are aware of it and we express it. So again, three ways that we typically respond to anger is repress, deny, suppress. We're aware that we're angry, but we are not going to express it. So we're just going to continue as though, you know, nothing's bothering us. Think of like the Hawk almost from the Marvel series, you know, of how he always has to, he's always angry, but he doesn't always express it. I think of the next thing is of expressing. We're just, you're full-fledged, like my coaching client was that day, expressing her anger and using her words. So I think the next question is how, right? Is how do we walk through our anger? And again, this is full-fledged inside of the biblical study that you can pick up at jessicahill.com/shop, is that we can experience freedom from anger by acknowledging our pain and our unmet expectations, which I think is why anger frequently becomes our defense mechanism, because it often acts as a protector. It's trying to prevent anyone from getting too close that could possibly hurt us, right? Which is very similar to what my coaching client was experiencing of anger. Something happened at home that we talked through and it was causing her to be angry, to protect her, to defend against her, to come to her ally and say, no, we're not going to let this happen again. So I'm going to talk about five different ways that you can help manage and calm yourself down And these are just biblical practice that we are called to do by God as well. One, we just want to identify what triggers the anger. Again, this was seen in the process I went through with my coaching client of, okay, your emotion, your anger is communicating what triggered your anger. Now the trigger, now we can address what actually triggered the anger and go a little bit deeper so that we don't get the same reaction when this happens again. So that's really one. We just want to identify what's going on. Number two is we want to think about delay. Like, how can we delay their reaction? You know, to practically implement this is by counting to 10. Whenever we feel that sudden rush of emotion come upon us, we want to respond and not react. So this can actually look like leaving the room. You might have to communicate that though, which would be great to say, I think right now I am feeling really angry, or being honest, I'm about to lose it. I need to walk away before I say something I'm going to regret. Or in your head, you're like, I'm going to count to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, and going on, but giving yourself just a moment to allow the kind of crescendo of the anger inside of you, of these, the adrenaline and your fight or flight response kicking in, to not react. Another way to calm yourself down when you're angry, the third thing, is considering the costs. Meaning, as this is happening, and again, it's hard to get here, but as you begin to heal, it will be easier for your prefrontal cortex to kind of kick online, to consider the side effects of the behavior that can follow our anger. Proverbs 15:18 says, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. So I think about, you know, what will my anger cost me? If I express this, is it going to cost me a friendship that I didn't want it to cost me? Is it going to cost my husband to be upset and to really hurt his feelings and his identity in Christ because he's an image bearer? What is this going to cost me? And is this cost worth it? You know, I've already talked about befriending our anger, and this is another way to calm ourselves down. You can just do a thoughtful examination whenever something comes up. And this can involve questions like, why does this situation make me feel this way? What aspects of my values were violated? What expectations do I have that are not met? These are all things that can cause us to be angry, but we don't want to just ignore it. We want to befriend it. What is it telling us? What is it communicating us? Through this process, we can, I think, really gain insights into the personal triggers and underlying issues, much again, like I did with my coaching client, is we had to get to the issue of what her anger needed. And we were able to talk through that and say, okay, this is what I need to talk to my husband about. This is what I really think I need. I don't need to be told this, or this doesn't need to be done. I need to address what's happened. And that was very freeing for her. And it wasn't the normal things that you thought, you know, she didn't need to be told she was beautiful or pretty, which are great things to be told, but there was other things that she also needed. So when we begin to do this, we can take constructive action rather than lashing out and bottling up the anger. And the last thing, a last way to calm yourself down, and I talk a lot more about these in the biblical study. So if you want more in-depth, more options, more ways, more techniques, the clinical side of what's happening, the biblical side, what is God? I do a whole breakdown of a passage on anger inside the biblical study. Again, jessicahall.com/shop, or you can join us inside of the member community as well. All the links are in the show notes of wherever you're listening to this episode. But the last thing is really pray and invite God to be near. So when anger arises, we don't want the first thing that we do to be calling to vent, to gossip about what happened. We really need to give ourselves space to process, pray, and invite God to be near, because he's always with us, but we actually need to turn to him because he's near, but our hearts are typically never near to us. So your call to action today is to address, what does your anger need? What do you keep denying and suppressing because maybe you're afraid to express it? Maybe you're afraid to tell that person. Maybe you're afraid to communicate. But what is your anger protecting you from? So again, you can identify the triggers, delay the reaction, consider the costs, befriend your anger, pray and invite God to be near. But today, I just want you to ask yourself, what does your anger need? Because God is going, like the Holy Spirit, He is the best counselor. He is going to show you He is kind. He is not putting you through pain and suffering, and He does not want to see you suffer any more. I'm with you, friend, and I'm here for you, and I'd love to see you in the community. Or if you have any questions at all, feel free to message me on Facebook or Instagram. I'll see you next week.